Another figure in Alaska's ongoing political corruption scandal is headed to prison. Former Alaska businessman Bill Wymar was sentenced to 6 months in prison, 6 months home confinement, and fined $75,000 in Anchorage federal court this morning. Wymar used to run profitable halfway houses for Alaska and is now retired and living in Montana. He pleaded guilty in August for his role in a scheme to funnel $20,000 to a state Senate candidate. Lisa Diemer has been covering the case for the Anchorage Daily News and was at the courthouse this morning. She says Wymar was sentenced for two felony convictions.
It's a conspiracy charge, and then the other one is kind of complicated, and it's called, quote, structuring financial transactions. And it has to do with dividing up the $20,000 that he sent to a political consultant into smaller payments so it wouldn't have to be reported to the U.S. Treasury.
So what happened at the sentencing hearing today?
Everyone spoke, his lawyer, the prosecutor, and Bill Wymar, as well as the judge, and they all had interesting things to say. There weren't very many people in the courtroom. It was a little bit surprising. It was at 8:30 in the morning, and there were just a couple of reporters, a couple of bloggers, not very many people at all.
And what about Judge John Sedgwick? What did he say when he sentenced Wymar?
He said, and I'll just give you his quote here. He said, quote, it was the kind of offense that does great damage to our community because it allows for the corruption of a public process that we all really depend upon. He said that, you know, that he was really surprised by all of these corruption cases happening here in Alaska. He's been the judge on almost all of them. And he said he never thought it would happen here.
Is 6 months what Wymar was hoping for?
About. He ended up with 6 months in prison and 6 months home confinement. Wymar's lawyer had proposed 5 months in prison and 5 months of community service in which he would be free to leave his home for other reasons as well. So it's a little bit more than that. The biggest surprise in the sentence, I think, was the fine. The prosecution had asked for $20,000. The defense said, well, $30,000. And the judge said $75,000. He said this is a man with substantial resources and he needed to make a point with a high fine.
In an article earlier this week, you mentioned that out of five people who have pled guilty in the ongoing corruption scandal, Wymar is the only one who hasn't signed a formal cooperation agreement with the government. Has he or his lawyers explained why?
His lawyer said it this way, that it was that he didn't want to have to wait for his case to be resolved until the cooperation, you know, was provided in every form. That's how these other agreements have gone. The former VICO executives, Bill Allen and Rick Smith, still haven't been sentenced, so it's all still hanging over them, and they know they've got to keep doing what the government asks until these cases are all wrapped up. The prosecutor, though, had a kind of a different take, and it was also one of the more interesting things said today in court, and this was Joe Bottini, assistant U.S. attorney, and he said, quote, referring to Wymar, while he did provide a substantial amount of information, the bottom line was it didn't advance the ball one inch for the government, and that's just the hard reality of it, end quote. So while he sat down and talked to the government, to investigators, it didn't really help them in their investigation.
Lisa Diemer is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News.